Namaskar. This practice was designed to be done in the morning, but can be done really whenever you wish. About halfway through, there is an exit ramp for those who have less time and need to go off somewhere. So there's a nice way for them to segue out of the practice, and for those who wish to continue on, you may do so. So let's start in a supine position. So you're lying on your back. Let the arms be out in a T-shape. And just take a few moments, let the whole physical body rest into the earth. Just giving yourself some long, slow respirations. Have the eyes closed. Relax through the palms and the soles of the feet. Orchestrating slow, even breaths. Take one more big inhalation. And on the exhale, bring the knees over the belly, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, coming into Utsat Mudra, nice tight ball, squeeze, cleanse, purify. And when it's time for you to inhale, extend all the way back out into your mat. So you're back into that supine T shape. Slow breaths. One more deep inhale. And on the exhale, back into Utsat Mudra. Knees over the belly, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, all the air expelled. Nice tight ball. And inhale out to extension, lengthening the legs, releasing the arms out to a T. Settling back into the earth. Okay, let's get one more in. Take a deep inhalation. And on the exhale, knees over the belly, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, all the air expelled. Squeeze, cleanse, purify. And inhale out to a point of extension, lengthening the legs, releasing the arms out wide. Let's keep the arms as is, but bring the knees over the belly. And let's keep the knees as one unit, gluing those thighs and calves together. And then just rock those knees from side to side. You might get a little bit of movement through the hips, through the glutes. And just give nice, easy rocks. You can see how you use your core with this. Maybe it's more of a circle, maybe it's more of a side to side movement. It may be extending the range of that as well. And then steady the knees over the navel. Pull the knees out wide with the hands, so hands wrap on inside the knees. Pull wide. And just rock side to side. loosening up the back, opening through the hips. And then relax those feet down into the earth with the knees bent. Good, so the knees are stacked over the ankles. We're just going to open up the spine. Let's have the hands by the sides, palms down, fingers towards the ankles. We're coming into bound bridge. Press with the soles of the feet, raise those hips up. And shoulder blades are towards the spine. And let's get a little arm movement as well. Let's lift the arms up to the sky and let them lay back overhead. Good. Those hips are still up. And then let's bring the arms back. Inhale them slowly up to the sky and bring them back by the sides. And with pressing with the palms and using the glutes, let's lift those hips up just a little higher. And then slowly releasing those hips and glutes down into the earth. Let's place the right ankle on the left thigh. Bring the left knee up towards you. Reach the hands to the left hamstring or to the left shin. The right hand will go in between the thighs and you're just clasped there. And the head will come to the crossed over ankle just to stretch out that right glute. And then gently inhale, undo, uncrisscross, let the feet be down, hands by the sides, so parallel to your yoga mat. And we're going to repeat this sequence. Press with the soles of the feet, raise the hips, coming into your bound bridge. You're squeezing the thighs, knees are stacked over the ankles, and let's get that arm movement again. Inhale the arms way up to the sky and back overhead. Really feeling those shoulder blades into the earth. And you may bring those arms back up to the sky and back down by the sides. Apexing the hips, getting them up high, high, high. And then lowering them down into the earth. Let's bring that left ankle onto the right thigh. Bring that right knee up towards you. Reach those hands to the hamstring or to the shin of the right leg. Head to the crossed over ankle. Okay, just get that glute stretched. And inhale, undo. Coming back down. And let's drop the feet into a bound angle position. So you're actually going to let the knees rotate to the outside and have the soles of the feet touch. So the 10 toes are lined up. And just breathing comfortably. Okay, then gently rotate those knees to center. And we'll extend the right leg all the way out. So it just goes flat across the mat. And exhale the left knee over the navel, so up towards the sternum. And then just come into a twist. Use your right hand on the outside of that left knee and twist down to your right side. The left arm can go out the other direction, out towards the left, parallel to the shoulder. Or straight out from the shoulder. And now let's release that right hand. Let it go off the knee and out to a T-shape. And bring that left knee back into center. And catch that left knee with the left hand. And just pull that knee outside to the left. So now your left hand is just opening up that hip, pulling that knee to the outside. Just getting a nice flow. We're not here long. And then inhale that knee to center. Same leg. Let's take that right hand coming to the outside of the left knee. Let's re-enter that same twist. Come down, bring that left knee down to the right side. While you're in the twist, you're breathing comfortably. Let's release the hand off the knee, draw the left knee back to center, catch it with the left hand, and open up to the outside. Inhale to center, extend the legs out, open the arms out to T-shape, close the eyes, three long slow breaths. Let's bring the right leg up towards you. And you're going to take that left hand to the outside of that right knee and come down into your twist, down to your left side. So the right arm is going straight out from the shoulder out to the side in that half T. And you're in your twist, your supine matsyendrasana on this second leg. That hand. Let's draw that right knee back to center, and then just like we did on the other side, you catch that right knee with the right hand and pull it to the outside. Good. So the shoulders are into the earth, the left arm is going out left, that right hand is just opening up that right hip, pulling that knee to the side. Inhale to center. Let the left hand take over as it draws that right knee back again into the twist, across the sternum, down to the left side. And right arm is just free out in that half T. And just breathing comfortably. And then you come back into center. Right hand on the inside of the right knee. Open up to the outside. You know what to do. Inhale back to center. Extend the leg. And now you're back into a full T shape. Both legs extended. Arms to a T. Sliding those feet into a diamond shape, letting the soles of the feet touch, so we're back into bound angle. Fold the arms straight to the sky, wrap the knees to the outside of the elbows, point the soles of the feet to the sky. The knees are bent. You're coming into a Nanda Balasana, happy baby pose. So the thighs are towards you but wide, and your head catching on to the big toe or the shin or the outside of the foot, and just give a little rock side to side. And you have the option here to draw the legs out into a V to open up as much of those legs they'd like to extend as much as you like. And if you want to come back to Nanda Balasana, or you like to have the legs lengthened, that's up to you. And then let's withdraw those knees to the sternum. So just bring it nice and straight, tight right at the sternum. The head and shoulders remain into the earth. And then just push those legs straight up to the sky. So a nice perfect L shape, soles of the feet up. Good, and then gently bend those knees, landing those feet down into the earth, soles of the feet down. Now we're going to transition to a seated position here. So you have your options. You might either roll to the side or and then come to seated by pushing yourself up, or you can bring the knees over the belly, cross the ankles, catch the feet, and roll yourself straight up to a seated position, whichever is more accessible. So here we're all meeting in a cross-legged seated position with the spine tall. Closing the eyes, the hands in the lap or on the knees as you prefer. Let's let the mind become glass-like. Slow respirations, and just getting the mind perfectly reflective, serene, and remember that air is flowing in and out through the nasal passages. The sternum and shoulders remained neutral or stationary, and the breath goes all the way down into the low belly. Inhale, navel point out. And exhale, navel to spine. And as you get the mechanics of the breath perfectly, just focus on getting the mind very calm, tranquil, and still. Two more perfect respirations. Inhale, hands to heart center, palms together. Relax those hands down. Let's get those legs out to a nice wide V. Inhale the arms up to the sky. And on the exhale, take it straight on forward. Just bring the torso forward and reach out with the palms. Maybe your heart gets very close to the earth. Maybe you're at a 45 degree angle. It doesn't matter. You do want to press the backs of the legs into the earth. Heels out, toes back. So you're in a wide angle, seated forward fold. Just stay front center with it. And then inhale all the way up tall, get that spine straight up. And we're going to angle over towards the left leg and extend down, exhale down into a fold down to that left side. Your sternum is over the knee as far as you're able. And then either extend forward and rise up or walk on up that shin and thigh and bring yourself upright. And then turn yourself over towards the right leg. Inhale the arms up and extend all the way down towards that extended leg. Good. Your shoulders are pretty square, straddling that leg as best you're able. And either walk or extend yourself, arms forward and up to the sky, however you choose to come out of it. And then draw the hands by the sides. And using your hands, gently draw those hips forward and bring the legs out a little wider. See if they go out a little wider. I'm going to get one more sequence, just a forward fold. Inhale the arms up and drop it down front center, pressing the backs of the legs into the earth, heels out, toes back. Just a nice reach forward. Extend out with those arms, use that core, and slowly rise up one vertebra at a time. Interlink the fingers, pushing the palms to the sky, squeezing the glutes into the earth, maximizing the length of the spine as you press those palms all the way up to the sky. And then slowly release those hands around by the sides. Transition to table. So you'll make your way onto your hands and knees, flat back, neutral spine. Arms are shoulder width, knees are hip width, wrapping the muscles around the rib cage. Let's make our entry into downward facing dog. So coming on up through the hips, back, arms nicely extended. And for those just doing the half, going to the halfway point in this practice, we're almost there. This is your last physical pose. And we're just going to be here for a moment. Soften one knee, soften the other knee. When you soften one knee, push back down to the opposite heel to stretch that calf, and vice versa on the other side. Maybe you soften both knees at some point and lengthen the spine back as much as you can. Or maybe you come up onto the ball of the feet and get those heels up high. Just get the back stretched, the glutes a little more free, the hamstrings lengthened. And then slowly walk the hands back towards the toes, so you're into a standing forward fold. Let's bend the knees, let the belly rest on the thighs. And with the arms draped to the earth, inhale, roll on up one vertebra at a time. Roll, roll, roll. Till those shoulders come up to the bottom of the ears and roll back. Angle the arms out away from the hips, palms facing forward. Coming into a perfect standing position. Letting the feet spread into the earth. Drawing the hips a little forward. Heart is open. Arms out, angled a touch away from the hips, palms forward. Chin back towards you, eyes closed. Coming into a perfect point of symmetry, of balance. Stilling the mind. Taking on a sense of weightlessness, of freedom, of purity. On the next inhalation, draw the palms together at the heart. And relax, release. So here's the segue where those who need to move on with their day, we wish you good journeys. See you again soon. And for those who wish to continue on further with this practice, just stay standing on your mat. So let's take a step forward into Virabhadrasana 1. Let's bring the left foot forward and have the right leg back. So the right foot might be angled at about a 45 degree angle. Your shoulders and hips are squared to the front edge of the mat. You bring the arms to the sky if you haven't already done so, and you get that left knee over the ankle. It's a nice, tall, courageous pose. Chin is level. Gaze is fixed, breathing comfortably. Take a deep inhalation, and on the exhale, angle the torso 45 degrees forward. The arms are still out past the ears. We won't be here too long. One more big inhale. On the exhale, left forearm onto the left thigh and open the torso towards the right side. So you're moving into extended side angle. Getting a nice 45 degree line from the outside of the right ankle through the right hip, shoulder, and fingertips. At this point, you might open up your right foot a little more towards the right side of the room. Your heart is projected towards the right side. Good. So you just want to be open through the sternum. And then keeping that left knee as is, reverse back to Warrior Two. Drop that right hand all the way back down towards that right leg and bring that left arm up to the sky and overhead. Keeping that left knee over the ankle, not letting it collapse towards the center. So you're way back in your Warrior Two reverse. The hips are low. Good, and then we're going to windmill all the way down. Left hand comes down to the earth, right arm up to the sky, and it follows suit, coming all the way down to the earth, rotating that back heel towards the sky, landing that right knee into the earth. Good, slide that right knee back a bit. See how it is. You want your left knee over the ankle at this point of that left ankle, and then we're going to come into mini pyramid. Just lengthen that left leg, fold the torso forward, and remember the hips stay over that right knee, so the right thigh is essentially perpendicular to the earth. So your hands might be straddling the front foot, or maybe you're using blocks, hands on the blocks, or maybe the hands are clasped on the left thigh. And then slowly inhale to a low lunge. Bring the torso up, get the arms straight up to the sky. Breathing comfortably. Vision up to the sky as well. And chin level. and let's re-enter that mini pyramid, drawing those hands down to the earth, lengthening that front leg, folding forward. Transitioning back into that low lunge. So draw the hips forward, left knee over the ankle, torso back up, right knee still on the ground. Good, landing those hands down. And let's transition into downward facing dog. Now once you're in downward dog here, you might lift one leg to the sky or the other leg to the sky or stack the hip or maybe draw the knee in towards the nose and shift that weight forward. Any variations that you feel comfortable with. You have another 10 or 15 seconds to get yourself even on both sides. And now we're going to enter back into Warrior One, but you can come into table and then bring the right foot forward, or if you're comfortable from Downward Dog, you may bring the right foot forward and we'll come up into Warrior One. So make your transition here. That left foot this time is at 45 degrees. It's back. The shoulders over the hips. The right knee's over the ankle. Arms to the sky. Heart projected straight out across the mat. Vision fixed and set. And you're breathing comfortably, easily. Just standing tall, standing strong, being a mighty force in this world. Angle forward 45 degrees. And then you anchor that right forearm on that right thigh and project your heart over to the left side. And you got a nice angle, 45 degree angle from the left heel, hip, shoulder, fingertip into extended side angle. You got a bird's eye view here. That right knee is perfectly set over the ankle. And your whole torso is projected towards the left. That left foot might open up a little bit more towards the left side wall. And then slow motion, keeping that right knee over the ankle. Bring that left hand to the sky and back down that left leg and rotate the right arm to the sky into Warrior Two reverse. So now your vision is up towards the right thumb. The heart is still projected over to the left side. And those hips are low enough to keep that right knee set over the ankle. And then we'll windmill it down, so dropping that right hand slowly, bring that left arm to the sky, and both come down towards the earth, straddling that front foot, rotating the back heel to the sky, and landing that left knee into the earth. Now you might need to bring the left knee back an inch or two, or maybe it's okay as is. We're coming into pyramid pose, mini pyramid. So just lengthen that right leg. And you want to make sure that left femur bone, that long upper leg bone, is perpendicular to the earth. You're just folding down, you're breathing. And then drawing yourself forward, bringing your you're coming into your low lunge. You know what you're doing here. Bring that torso up, arms to the sky, chin is level. Just breathe easy. You're getting a nice, good hip flexor stretch here on that left leg. You may cast a vision up to the stars for a moment. And chin level. And either now or in the next breath, you may come back into your mini pyramid when you feel ready for it. So those hands will anchor down, you lengthen the right leg, fold over that right thigh. Back into your low lunge. Okay, just to close out this sequence. Arms to the sky, heart is projected forward, front knee over the ankle. Retreat down out of it and come all the way back into a wide angle child's pose. Big toes together, knees out wide, V. Arms are forward, or if you'd like to do another version of child, that's okay. Let's inhale up to table, and let's get that left leg extended out at 45 degrees. So the left toes are level with the right knee. So it's a 45 degree angle, leg is lengthened out. And then push yourself up so you get the shoulders over the hips, the arms to the sky. So it's like you're in a kneeling position, except that left leg is all the way out. And we're going to just switch in a few side bends here. Take a deep inhale, exhale, drop down, side bend towards that left leg. So the left hand will come down onto the leg and the right arm bends over top into Iron Gate. And while you're in your bend, you're breathing, just massaging the organs of the torso. And then slowly inhale out of it and get the arms parallel to the earth, 180 degrees. Take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, right hand comes all the way down to the earth or onto a block and bring the left arm over top into Ardha Mandala or half circle. Good. Try not to let that left arm come forward. Keep it as a nice pure side bend. Vision is across the earth or to the sky. And get all the energy into that right hand and press and push yourself upright. Good. Rest breath, arms straight to the sky. Good. And when you're ready to exhale, come back into your Iron Gate, down towards that left leg, right arm over top. Good, and press off with that and come up out of your Iron Gate. Get the arms to a T-shape. Big inhale. Exhale, dropping that right hand down to the earth. Left arm floats over top. side bended is half circle to the right side. Pressing off with that right hand, bring yourself all the way up, relaxing the hands by the sides. We're going to get that Garuda Asana variation in here. So bring the right arm across the torso at 45 degrees. Bring the left arm underneath, bending that left elbow. So now the left palm faces to the right side. And then try and bring that right hand around the left where you get the palms together, thumbs towards you, pinkies away. And if you don't lock in here, that's okay. You can keep that right arm extended out at 45 degrees. And now you have a little bit of time. You can twist side to side. You can drop the torso down. You can inhale up to the sky and back in a back bend with it. Anything that allows you to stretch out those shoulders. That's it. And when you're ready to release out of it, let the arms come out into a T-shape straight across the earth. And then draw the hands behind the back, palms together, extend those arms to the earth, encroaching those shoulder blades towards the spine. Relaxing those hands by the sides. Good. Come on down into table. Good. So you just drop down, bring that, you into set into table. Let's get that right leg out. 45 degree angle. And push on up into the sky. Arm straight up to the stars. And we're going to go into Iron Gate pose on the right side. So nice pure side bend down to that right side. Keeping that left hip and shoulder back. And then bring yourself up out of it, arms to a level space. We're going to go to Ardha Mandala, a half circle to the left. Big inhale. Drop on down that left hand to the earth. Bring that right arm up over top. So you're just down to that open side, nice deep side bend. Getting all the energy in that left hand and press and bring yourself up. Arms can be up to the sky. And anytime you're ready to enter back into your side angle, into your, not side angle, but down into Iron Gate. So you're going down towards that right leg. Remember those right toes are level with the left knee. Good, coming up tall through the spine, arms to a T-shape, shoulder blades encroaching towards the spine, deep inhale. And exhale, closing out this sequence. Left hand drops way down to the ground. Right arm goes over top. So it's a pure side bend down to your left into your half circle. pressing off with that left hand, push and come all the way up out of it, dropping that right hand around by the side. Good. So your hands are by the sides, nice and relaxed here. And let's get the other side of that Garudasana in. So let's get guide with the left arm across the torso, 45 degrees. Bring the right hand underneath, bending that right elbow. So now the right palm is facing to the left side. And as best you're able, bring that left hand around so you get those palms touching. Now you can twist. You can drop the torso down. You can inhale up to the sky. See what's accessible for you. And when you've finished that sequence with your Garudasana or Eagle Pose, you get the arms out into a T. Bring the hands back behind tailbone, palms together, shoulder blades towards the spine, extend those arms to the earth, keeping the palms together, fingers interlinked. And relax, gently undo. Land those hands down safely in front. Withdraw the right knee into center, into your table position. And let's get a rise into downward dog. Good. So you're off the knees a bit. You're shaking out the legs. You're doing what's comfortable for you. And then land it down back into table. Let's go into balancing table. Right arm forward, left leg back. Hold steady there. And then that right hand comes around, catching that left foot into Uttanasana. So right hand to left ankle or left foot. Lift up to the torso, to the sky, open that hip. Good. Release out. Extend forward and back. Drop down to table. A quick reprieve to standard child's pose. Inhale up to table. Let's work in balancing table. Left arm forward, right leg back. Steady, secure, balanced. And that left hand comes around, reaching for that right ankle or right foot into Uttanasana. Hold, open up that hip. Eyes to the sky. Good, and then extend forward and back. Hold your balancing table. Land down into standard table. And let's step back into plank. Extend those legs back. You're into standard plank. We're just going to work into like a 2-breath or 3-breath sequence. We won't be here long. So standard plank pose. And then drop that left knee directly down to the earth. So you're weight bearing. That left knee is straight down. That thigh is perpendicular to the earth. And bring the right arm forward. And engage that core. Squeeze around that ribcage. And land the right palm down. Extend back into plank by getting that left leg back. Hold breath. Give it 2 breaths here. Was hold your pose and breathe, that's what it was. And then right knee down just below the hip, so it's not back, it's a straight down shot, so it's really weight bearing below that hip, and left arm forward out past that ear, and core engagement. and then left hand down, step back into your standard plank. Give it your two breaths here. Try not to raise the hips. Left knee lands below, right arm forward, you know what to do, good core engagement, hold steady. Right palm lands, step back with the left leg, you're in regular plank pose, we just got one more side to do. Two breaths in plank. And right knee down below the right hip, left arm forward out in front. Good. Engage that core. And release to table. Extend the arms out in front at an angle, 45 degrees, and drop the forehead to the earth into Uttan Shishonasana or puppy dog. So hips are above the knees, spine is lengthened, just getting that nice pliability of the spine. And segue to, or transition to, Sphinx, where you lower the hips, elbows are below the shoulders. So now you're just propped up on the forearms, essentially. Shoulders low, chin is level. Cross the wrists in front, forehead into the wrists. And bend those knees, let the soles of the feet sway side to side. So the feet are up to the sky. And just rock. Massage through the quads and hips. And you get the feet neutral and back down into the earth. Let's extend the arms way out in front. We're going to get half. We're actually full Shalabhasana, and we'll go diagonals. So your arms are straight out in front. The legs are back. Identify the right arm and left leg. And inhale up. Bring the right arm up, the left leg up, and vision out across the earth. Torso's also up here. And then down you go. Identify left arm and right leg. Inhale up on those diagonals. Hold and down you go. Good. Here's that one breath sequence to get back into it. Inhale right arm and left leg up. Bring the torso up. Retain the breath. And exhale down. And then other side, left arm and right leg, inhale up, torso up, retain the breath. And back down. Hands come back on either sides of the sternum, palms down, elbows to the sky. And when you feel ready to enter it, you're going to come into cobra pose. Secure those hips into the earth. Inhale, scoop the torso up. And from here, you just round back to child whenever you're ready. Inhale to table, swing both knees to the right, extend the left arm into a sideways lying position. And then roll over onto the back. So body extended, arms out away from the hips, palms facing towards the sky. draw the palms to the temple. Massage at the temple easy, comfortably. Using those palms, relax through the temple. Eyes are closed, facial features are soft. And then release the hands back by the sides. And just long, slow breaths in your Shavasana. Every cell of the physical body relaxed to the earth, resting, recovering, rejuvenating, refreshing. Gently move your fingers and toes, awakening. Good, open the eyes, staring towards the sky. Good, and in the supine position, draw the palms together, thumbs to the Chakruti point, and just honoring that whole segue of mind, that whole inner wealth. That's it. Relax the hands by your sides, and there's your practice. All the best to you. Namaskar.